What is up, guys? Nathan here, and today I want to talk about the five hands that only fishy poker players play. These guys right here behind me, don't play these hands because they're going to cost you a lot of money. Let's jump right into it. Alright guys, so there's five particular poker hands that I have noticed over the years that a lot of amateurs, recreational players, aka the fish, play too often, and if you play these hands a lot less, it's probably going to save you money at the poker table. And I'm also going to show you today that if you do have to play these hands, how you can still profit the most with them. So without any further ado, counting down from 5 to 1, these are the top five hands that only fish play. Number five is going to be King 9. Now guys, King 9 is just a bad hand. It doesn't matter if it's suited or not. And guys, the biggest reason why is because you are almost always going to be out kicked if you hit your top pair. Let me give you an example. Flop comes down with a King 7, 8 rainbow. Rainbow meaning three different suits. You make a bet, somebody raises, and you make the call. Guys, chances are high in a situation like this that they're just going to turn over a hand like King Queen, putting you in a bad position mathematically. You're only going to have around 15% to catch up and win in the hand. On the turn or river, you're going to have to catch a 9 or some sort of running miracle cards like that. You're going to have to catch a 9 or some sort of running miracle straight. So guys, the best thing to do is to be careful if you hit top pair with this hand. This is why this is a bad hand. This is why this hand is on the list. Let's talk about the best way to actually play King 9 if you do need to play this terrible hand. Most of the time pre-flop, guys, you should just be folding this hand. Now I'm talking about specifically from EP and MP, which is early position, middle position. I don't have time in this video to walk you through all of the different seats at the poker table, but I do have a free poker cheat sheet, which will be the top link in the description below, where I explain all that in detail. But basically, from the first couple seats at the poker table, EP, MP, early position, middle position, you should simply be folding this hand pre-flop, guys. If it's folded to you though on the button or the cutoff, which I call the steal seats, this is where you can steal the blinds, I do recommend open raising with this hand. And also, if it was folded to you on the small blind, you should also be playing this hand. But guys, in most other situations at the poker table, this hand you should just be folding preflop. Don't even get yourself involved. It is simply not worth it. Let's move on to fishy hand number 4 that all amateur poker players play too much, which is 7-6 suited. Now guys, this is a hand that I have talked about many times on the channel before. Make sure you subscribe, by the way, so you never miss my new poker strategy videos. But guys, this hand is notoriously overvalued by amateurs. It doesn't matter if it's 7-6 of diamonds, 7-6 of spades. Suited connectors, guys, like this, I've mentioned it before, are all losing hands. You don't have to take my word for it. If you play online poker, if you played any amount of hands, you can just use a program like Poker Tracker. I'll include links for that in the description as well. And you can simply go and see the cold hard evidence and results for yourself. And guys, the reason why suited connectors do lose over the long run is because they flop bad top pairs, which is what gets a lot of recreational players in trouble. Flop comes down, for example, with a 7-3 deuce, and they end up playing a big pot, and lo and behold, the other person has ace-7 or king-7, because these hands make a really bad top pair. So guys, most of the time, best way to play this hand, most of the time you should simply fold pre-flop, just like with almost all of the hands on this list. And you really only want to get involved if you hit a monster draw. Now, what do I mean by monster draw? If you have 7-6 of diamonds, a monster draw, monster flop, would be 5 of diamonds, 4 of spades, king of diamonds. You have both a flush draw on this board, which gives you 9 outs, and you also have the open-ended straight draw, which gives you an additional 8 outs. You can catch any 3 on this board or any 8 in order to make the nut straight. So this is an excellent spot to play your hand strong and fast, to make some big bets, make some big raises. But guys, in almost all other situations, you want to be pitching this hand. And I just want to wrap up with the suited connectors, because a lot of people get this twisted. Guys, when I say that suited connectors are losing hands, which is the reality, it doesn't mean that we need to just be folding these hands all the time. prime preflop. This is kind of the ironic thing about poker, is we do need to play some of these hands. They're actually not long-term profitable hands in order to balance our range and make ourselves more difficult to play against. I talk about this in all of my books and my brand new Elite Poker Training University course as well. Again, you can find links for all of that in the description below. But guys, bottom line, you need to play a hand like this cautiously. Only get involved if you hit trips or a strong draw like this. Let's move on to hand number three that only fishy poker players play, and that is pocket threes. So guys, baby pocket pairs like pocket threes, pocket fours, pocket fives, pocket deuces, hands like this, are also not actually winning hands. Again, this shocks a lot of people, but again, you can see the cold hard reality for yourself in any kind of database program like Poker Tracker. Guys, the biggest reason why is because you're only going to flop a set roughly 12% of the time. And this means that 88% of the time, the board is going to come with mostly overcards. In fact, it's going to be overcards most of the time, a flop of something like queen 8-7 or so. And you're going to be sitting there with your little baby pocket threes with no clue where you're at. If anybody has any kind of pair, even if they only hit a 7 on that board, you are in very, very bad shape. You've only got around 10% chance to win. So guys, the best way to play baby pocket pairs like this is really to just try to see a cheap flop. Now, I don't suggest limping, and I'm not going to get into the details of why in this video, but you should always be raising preflop if you're the first person into the pot. But if somebody has raised before you, for example, preflop, you should just call with this hand and often just try to see a cheap flop and try to hit your set. And for those of you guys who don't know what a set is, that would be a flop, for example, of ace 3-8, as you can see on your screen there. That is called a set in poker, guys. It is very well hidden. It is three of a kind, essentially, and it is a lot stronger than trips. A lot of people get those mixed up. This is not trips. This is a set, and you can only make a set with a pocket pair like pocket threes. But guys, bottom line, this hand is largely worthless if you don't hit your set, which again is only going to happen 12% of the time. So play this hand cautiously. It's a very, very strong hand if you hit your set, but if you don't, you often just want to be pitching it, getting out of there and saving yourself money. All right, let's move on to hand number two that fishy poker players play a little bit too often, and that is Jack 8. Now guys, Jack 8 is not a great hand to play, even if it is suited. The biggest reason why, like with many of the hands on this list, is that it makes a bad top pair. Guys, you are just begging for trouble. If the flop comes down something like a Jack 6 deuce, you get in there, you get into a bet raise war, and lo and behold, they've got Ace Jack, King Jack, Queen Jack. I mean, any of them. They basically all beat Jack 8. So guys, this is a really bad spot to be in. Also, this hand does not make nearly as many straights as a hand like Jack 10, for example. You're much better playing a hand like Jack 10 or 8-9, for example, when two cards are closer together. They're going to make more straights, and it's going to give you more chances to win. So guys, best practice with this hand, like with most hands on this list, is you want to just be folding preflop most of the time with this hand. It is a good hand to steal the blinds with, though. So if it is folded to you on the button or the cutoff, you do want to be raising this up. But guys, bottom line, just be careful with this hand. If you hit top pair, you really want to hit at least two pair with this hand. Trips, a very strong draw, something of that nature, in order to play a big pot. All right, guys, so let's talk about my number one hand now that fishy poker players play way too often, and I'm sure this is no surprise to anyone. It is, of course, Ace Rag. Now, when I say Ace Rag, I'm basically talking about any baby ace, and we're often specifically talking about the unsuited variety of those. So, for example, Ace of Diamonds, Four of Spades would be a perfect example of Ace Rag. I actually have videos on the channel here, by the way, talking about Ace Rag strategy if you're truly interested on how to play these hands better. But guys, this is the number one hand that amateurs overvalue the crap out of. And guys, let's talk about the multiple reasons why this hand is not very good. Number one, it only makes a straight using both cards in one situation, and that is the wheel straight, ace, deuce, 3-4-5. We already talked about that with the last hand, guys. You typically typically want to look for cards that are closer together. They're going to make more straights. They're going to make more straights with both cards, which is always superior. You're giving yourself more ways to win. Guys, the other much bigger problem with this hand is it simply makes a bad top pair. This is a theme throughout all the hands on this list, and this is why a lot of amateurs get themselves in a lot of trouble with a hand like this, because for example, the flop comes down with an ace, 10, 7. You get into one of these, again, bet, raise, call kind of situations. And a lot of the times in a spot like this, somebody's just gonna turn over ace, king, ace, queen, ace, jack. All the hands that beat ace, four, which is pretty much all of them in a spot like this. So guys, with just like with all the other hands on this list, you want to be folding pre-flop most of the time with this hand. Certainly in early position and middle position, this should be an automatic pre-flop fold. Once again, if you wanna know exactly what hands to play, there's charts in my free poker cheat sheet, which is the top link below, that show you exactly what hands to play. This one's not on those charts. You really only want to be playing this hand, guys, if it's folded to you in a steel seat, button cutoff, or if it's folded to you in the small blind. In almost all other situations, you just want to be pitching this hand pre-flop and cutting your losses and not getting into a lot of bad spots. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this poker podcast episode. If you want to know my complete strategy for beating small and mid-stakes poker games, make sure you go grab a copy of my free poker cheat sheet that's available on my website at blackrain79.com. And also make sure you hit like and subscribe here to the podcast, as I'm putting out new episodes every single week to help you guys quickly get beating your poker games. I wish you guys all the best at the poker tables. I'll catch you next week. This has been Nathan Williams with blackrain79.com.